3, day 3, about me. So yeah, talking about me. Me, 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 me. There you go. That's better, isn't it? Ah, you see, this is the Shure MV88 microphone that just plugs into the bottom of your headphone, iPhone. It's lovely using it in conjunction with Boss Jock and, whoops, bit to the side there, and Launchpad is how I'm getting my music. And it's very cool. You just set the samples up however you want, well, you know, within a certain genre that you're provided with. And you can just experiment and just press the buttons as you want and the sounds come in, and they're all already synced up because they're sound samples from a particular song style. And then you can just hit some buttons as well, not that one. Anyway, wasn't here to talk about that, I was here to talk about me, but I find that a bit difficult. Talking about me is a bit strange. It's an interesting conversation, isn't it? I've heard a couple of people talking about trying to define themselves, talking about me, talking about them. And I don't know. I tried to do this before and I got all philosophical and I wasn't really sure where to go with it. I don't know. I don't know if I'm overly comfortable defining me. I'm many things. I mean, I can do the obvious thing like, let's do that. My name is Paul Hopkins. I live between London and Birmingham. I work in Birmingham during the week and I commute to London at weekends and holidays and whenever else I can be down with my beloved, wonderful Claire. And Nathan's, who is Claire's son, but obviously I have a lot to do with that, and, you know, very much a part of his life too. We have dogs and we have a parrot, and at the moment, you know, that will always define me. That's who I am. But some people won't know me as those things quite so well. Some people knew me in a different life. Some people knew me as a different person doing different things. Who I am now is defined by maybe Facebook. If you were following me on Facebook, you'd know who I was. You'd know partly about what makes me tick, what I opinionate about. So who I am has changed. I've changed from being someone who had certain opinions, that those opinions have changed a lot. And you would have to know me a little while to see how that panned out. But I am what I'm passionate about. Let's talk about that. I'm passionate about music. I love music. I love producing audio. I love interacting with people. I love people and being a help to people. I find it really interesting being interacting, talking about people, finding out about who they are and listening, more and more listening. But I don't know whether those things... They define me now, but they may not have defined me so much when I was a child. It's very easy just to do that whole, I'm 48 years old and I do this and I'll do that or do the other and I'm interested in. But who I am is who I've been all my life, but yet that thing is changing. It is changing. We do change. We're about a billion cells worth of change every day, aren't we? And that is kind of just shows you that everything about us is constantly changing, and that's the only constant that we change. I don't know. I'm getting all philosophical again, but that's the way I feel. Who I am has been defined by the things that I've done, and increasingly, as you get older, it's more about what you've left, what your legacy is. Who would I be in terms of my legacy? What would be left of me? Yeah, that's partly who I am. those things that people can say, oh yes, I remember him. And sometimes people do that now, don't they? I mean, certainly while you're, if you haven't seen people for a long time, I remember you, you were. That's what people often say. You were the guy who, or you used to be at school with, or something like that. And nothing about us stays the same. But is there a central part of us that exists within that changing environment that is the same? I doubt it. We develop and we learn, and then, you know, we become new things. So who we are constantly changes. I like the idea of that. That's who I am. If you want to find out who I am, you want to find out the trivial stuff, join me on Facebook. I think if you look for Paul Gough Hopkins or VI Podcasting, you can find me. I'm on Twitter. And often who I am on Twitter is defined by what I post, articles I retweet, and things like that, things I listen to, things that make me. I'm thoughtful, I hope. I think that'll just prove that. But yeah, I'm on those as VR Podcasting, and since we don't have direct messages anymore, it's probably prudent to give out my Twitter and Facebook and stuff. But yeah, by all means, feel free to follow me, find out more about me. But yeah, it would be boring. I went to this school and I did this and I did that, and but let's make that maybe one of our ambitions, to find out more about each other and interact a bit more as a community. And enjoy finding out about each other. Yeah. That is that, I think. And I'm going to leave you with a bit of this Eastern Underground music again. It's very mysterious, isn't it? I think that's what does it, doesn't it? It makes you all philosophical. It does. Listen.
There's somebody walking around in my kitchen. They've turned out the lights, and now they're moving up the stairs. That was my toes cracking. I would not be very good as a sneak around person, because my toes crack when I walk. That's a fact about me that you didn't know.
And now my feet, oh, they've gone all achy. They've gone like cramped. Yeah, I have feet that crack all the time. See, there you go, another one. I can whiz my feet about and they toes about and they crack. Anyway, the rambling Mr. Hopkins. Signing out for now. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.